Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present, one's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm going to get into a little bit of a song and dance here. Sorry about that, folks. I needed to, I was looking for my graphic for my guest, for Michael, which normally is already pre-positioned and set. And for some reason, I couldn't find it. I don't know if my eyes were playing tricks on me or what, but we're all set now. Michael Morris is my guest. Free Speech America, Newsbuster, censortrack.org. Michael, welcome. Good to have you as always, my friend.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right. So look at this. CensorTrack database surpasses 6,000 documented cases. Now I don't want to play devil's advocate here, but I'm going to throw this out. Just bear with me, okay? So,
sure.
Some people will say, I've heard this kind of stuff. Hang on a minute, let me. Oh, that's why, because I'm in the wrong page. There we go. That's the reason why I couldn't find you. Sorry, Michael. Now I know what the problem was. It had me. There we go. Easy to find you there. All right, so here's the deal. Just like we have, you know, there's Holocaust deniers. I mean, there's even people now, you know, you had CNN that ran the story about the 40 babies being beheaded. Now you had CNN go and pull that story back. Now, David Wormser, who I mentioned to you in the green room, spoke with directly one of the IDF soldiers who freed that particular community. He was the first one on the scene. And discovered those babies beheaded. I mean, it is a reality. They did that. That happened. 6,000 cases of censorship. Oh, come on. First of all, really? I don't think so. And besides that, I mean, I know, you know, it sounds like a big number, maybe. But 6,000, that's just such a minor number compared to the billions of people on social media. Come on. You guys are really overreacting here, Michael.
Well, that's a great setup. And look, you're right. 6,000, it's tiny, right? That's infinitesimally small. Why do we only have 6,000, and why are we making such a big deal out of this? Well, we're making such a big deal out of it because we're just a small outfit doing the best we can to actually document the cases of censorship. Look, we don't just include censorship cases because someone said they got censored. We actually do our homework. We reach out to the big tech platforms. We look for screenshots. We back up and confirm the information that we're given so that we can prove the censorship case actually happened. We don't take things at face value. If you can't demonstrate that you, in fact, were censored, we don't include it in the CensorTrack database. So that's why the number is small. And look, we're just scratching the surface. You mentioned it. Billions of people are on social media platforms worldwide, and we're only documenting those cases that we can demonstrate with some sort of proof actually happened. And this doesn't even touch on those that were affected by the censorship. Over 397 million people have been affected through secondhand censorship due to those censorship cases that we documented on the platform. So it's incredible. It's staggering the number of people that are affected by big tech's Orwellian anti-American censorship.
It really is just absolutely devastating when you consider the overall numbers. You know, and again, like you said, the extension of that's the thing that I think is so scary. It is to recognize the extension of what we're talking about.
Absolutely right. And look, you know, these are cases that are that our employees here at the Media Research Center have found or that were directed specifically to them. So we have a tab on the page where you can actually submit a report. It actually says up in the right-hand corner on censortrack.org. And so you, if you've been censored and you can document it, if you've got screenshots of the email that was sent to you from the tech platform or a interstitial that appeared over your post on Facebook or Instagram or another Meta product or a label that was added to your video on YouTube or TikTok, you know, any number of ways that big tech is out to suppress your content, even these labels, we found Facebook says that if there's an interstitial over the top of your post, that 90% of people looking at that post will not click through because they'll assume that it's not accurate. So that just gives you an idea. They're not even taking the content off the page. They're just putting labels on things, and it's scaring people away from wanting to click through and read what's being posted. And what's incredible, Pastor Greg, is that this is overwhelmingly happening to conservatives, Christians, free thinkers, people that disagree with the left's preferred narrative. And so what's happening is only one side of the story is getting out there. It's not just big media, legacy media anymore, that is only putting out one side of the story. Big tech is also suppressing the other side of the story. And that's a terrifying thing when you have the First Amendment in the United States. It's meant to prevent that very thing. We're supposed to be able to hear both sides of an argument and then articulate that so that the masses, the public, can decide for themselves what the truth is.
Yeah, it is. That is the message, I think, that is missed in understanding what the responsibility is of a free press. Their responsibility is to investigate the facts, identify the facts, and then put out the facts so that individuals have the ability to be able to say, okay, yep, this is what happened. And
absolutely.
And then their other responsibility that they're supposed to do is, and I get, you know, the whole fact checker concept. They are supposed to hold those that are putting out information to the public accountable. And make them accountable to say, okay, when you're saying this or you're putting out this information, validate what you're saying. Like, for example, when we talk about, you know, the babies situation and the fact that, as I understand it, CNN did retract that story at one point because there was dispute on it. And I have spoken with an individual who spoke with one of the soldiers, firsthand knowledge, verifying that. And then I-24 News did their job and reported from the scene. And there were foreign journalists who were there who now have documented evidence. And there's pictures to support the reality of the horror of what took place. That's the media's responsibility.
Right. And look, this is what the media does. And as I was saying, this is what big tech does. Just to give you some examples, I'll just run through our study that we put out for CensorTrack, surpassing 6,000 cases. What exactly has gotten censored? MRC researchers documented 739 examples of big tech censoring anyone who criticized President Biden, his administration, his family scandals, or the policies that he's put out. You know, in fact, our 6,000th example was actually from the Atlas Society. They had a video up on a platform. It got fact-checked. Now, this is not a conservative organization. This is it's more libertarian in nature. It's Ayn Rand's philosophy. And what they were talking about is they were talking about Biden's border policy. And the video showed a bunch of people spread out on the field, and you know, people standing in as illegal crossers just pouring through these people that were trying to prevent them from going out onto the field. And so this was taken down. It was called false by PolitiFact. And, of course, then it got fact-checked, and that was slapped on the platform. And so that's censorship. People, as I mentioned earlier, 90% of folks won't click through to see that post because it's got a fact-check label on it. So that's just one side of things. 739 cases. If you criticize Biden, his administration, his family scandals, his policies, you're censored. Now on to something else. COVID-19. We have over 1,266 cases of big tech censoring information related to COVID-19. So if you were talking about masks and their efficacy, if you were talking about vaccination and their efficacy, if you were talking about the origin of the COVID-19 virus in Wuhan, all these things, if you had questions, if you had concerns, if you had a doctor who disagreed with Fauci or the Biden administration,
yep,
you were censored online.
Yep.
And folks, here's what's incredible. On this particular issue, on the whole, more times than not, the people posting these things were actually correct.
Yep.
And yet they were censored anyway because it went against the left's preferred narrative. That's a terrifying prospect right there.
I was censored on Vimeo, LinkedIn, Facebook, still banned on Twitter, still banned on Vimeo, still banned on LinkedIn. Banned for life, by the way, folks. They took all my videos down. Thankfully, I made a loud enough noise to be able to capture those videos before they were completely deleted. But I would have lost, I don't know, because that was where my main platform that I was online recorded on. I would have lost like 2 or 3 years worth of videos if it weren't for that. And I know people that did. And what was my, and YouTube, banned for life on YouTube. And what was my crime, Michael? My crime was talking to Dr. Peter McCullough. My crime was talking to Dr. Judy Mikovits. My crime was talking to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. That was my crime. That's what I was guilty of. And then my crime was raising concerns about the elections and talking to a guest who's still on my program every Wednesday. He was on today, David Shostokas, who was an election monitor in Pennsylvania and testified before the Pennsylvania legislature, testified in Michigan as well. Listen, all I did was just give them a platform to be able to share the truth of what they experienced and what they knew. And I went through COVID myself, and if it wasn't for the protocol of Dr. Judy Mikovits and those individuals that were sharing it, I can't remember his name right now, but, well, Dr. Eric Napudi was on with me. Dr. Peter Bergen was on with me. Dr. Brian Artis was on with me. I mean, those individuals, and they personally also were attacked, I know. But those are the individuals that I had on my program. And because of that, Michael, as you know, I was banned for life.
You know, how dare you talk to doctors and experts, Pastor Greg?
How dare I? Come on.
I mean, you know, even if you personally go to a doctor, you're allowed to go and get a second opinion. Well, what big tech is telling you is no, there can be no other opinions other than what the left and the federal government state. And that is outrageous, folks. That's outrageous. I mean, it doesn't just end there. We have 980 examples in censortrack.org of big tech censoring criticisms, concerns, and warnings about the left's radical transgender ideology. So this has to do with doctors as well. You know, some doctors are out there actually profiting off of genital mutilation of children. It is disgusting. I mean, that is repulsive. In other ways, what should otherwise be criminal behavior, in my opinion. I mean, it's outrageous what these people are doing. Obviously, unfortunately, it's not criminal in a lot of states. But
right,
man, it should be. It absolutely should be. It is terrifying stuff.
And again, to your point, one of the reasons that the, you know, Republican cabal, the establishment cabal here in Texas with the Democrats, went after Ken Paxton, right, was because Ken Paxton actually supported and worked to enforce a stop of social media doing what they did to me and others like me. If you live in Texas, he sued those entities. He went after the Facebooks and went after the Twitters and took an affirmative action against them to stop them from censoring. And as a result of that, of course, the establishment here, along with media and so on, attacked him.
Right, right, exactly right. And you know, some other examples, 181 documented cases of big tech censoring pro-life material, and 80 examples of big tech going after or questioning the left narrative on so-called man-made climate change. You know, all these issues have one thing in common, and that's that they run counter to the left and the federal government narrative that seeks totalitarian control over your life.
Yep.
I mean, that is ultimately the goal here. And that's why this information is being suppressed, because the fewer voices that hear the truth on these important issues for the American society, the fewer people will be awake to the truth and know what our government, what our media, and what big tech are up to. And that's why CensorTrack.org and the Media Research Center are here to shed a light on this thing. And that's why, even though it's only 6,000 documented cases, it's important to show that we can document precisely what big tech is doing.
Well,
we're demonstrating their nefarious actions.
And I would suggest as well, when we look at the number of 6,000, you also extrapolated out of that how many individuals are impacted by those people not having the ability to reach their friends and their base and so on. But another piece to this to understand is the chilling effect. And we've talked about this on the program here about how it's almost like people censor themselves. So the free speech that you normally would get somewhere, you don't get from those individuals, either the host or the interviewee, because they are both afraid that if they cross a certain line, they're going to receive some kind of attack or pushback. It's a really scary thing to think about.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. And look, yeah, there is a chilling effect. You know, if you know that if you're going to talk about a certain subject as a small business owner on a platform, that you're going to be censored, that you're going to be demonetized, that your platform that you're advertising on is going to take away your ability to advertise, that you're going to get a label as posting untrue information or misinformation or disinformation online, you're very, very unlikely to make that post or to advertise in a certain way on these platforms, because it's going to hurt your bottom line. It's going to affect your livelihood. And that's the problem here, Pastor Greg. It's not even just speech anymore that they're going after. They're going after people's livelihood, people's ability to live and thrive in the public space. And unfortunately, that's online now. And so that's why this is such an important issue.
Absolutely. 100%. 100%. Well, and speaking of, you know, these kinds of issues, you know, look what they're doing now, you know, with Jim Jordan, right? You know, it's really obvious that there are certain elements that don't want Jim Jordan to be the Speaker of the House. So what have they done? Well, now they're running big ads and or big stories about, oh, Jim Jordan is a thug, and they were using thug tactics. And I mean, that's your headline, Michael. You know, again, to me, this is that media bias that we talk about. I mean, am I off base in looking at it through that lens?
Look, you know, you said it over the break, and we both had a hearty laugh, because, you know, as I said, if you're not laughing, you're crying. The media is so biased. It is incredibly biased. And oh my goodness, is that not more clear than with the Israel-Hamas conflict that's been going on? My goodness, you kind of saw at the beginning there after the Hamas attack week or so ago, big media, legacy media, was actually on Israel's side. But all of a sudden, you move into this week and you can start seeing the tables are turning. Yeah. Israel is actually going out and defending itself now, and the media is full bore turning up the heat on the Israeli government and making false moral equivalencies, and it's just outrageous.
And thank you for mentioning that. I mean, it really is, you know, crazy. And the other thing that I think is being completely ignored are the assaults that are happening on our own land in our own country, right? Because you know there are very real threats that have been released. Let's see. So the Crystal Gateway Marriott in Arlington, Virginia is hosting the Council on American Islamic Relations event with Linda Sarsour and other anti-Semites who support Hamas and support the slaughter of 1,400 Jews. Care. And of course we know that. And they were trying to have another one of these events at a Hilton. And fortunately we put enough pressure on them that Hilton decided, no, we really should not, encourage this, and we should not be providing a platform for it. But, you know, these kinds of rallies are happening. And can you imagine rallies in favor of Adolf Hitler and the mutilation of the Jews and the Christians during World War II? I'm just saying.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just saying.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, anyway. All right, listen, we've run out of time. Michael Morris, Newsbusters, Free Speech America, CensorTrack.org. Please, don't be afraid to share your story with CensorTrack.org. Really. I know there's more than 6,000 people out there that have been impacted by this. Share your story with CensorTrack.org. They will advocate for you. They've advocated for me, and I greatly appreciate that. A lot of hard work goes into it, and the more people that know, the more difference we can make. All right. Thank you, Michael, for being here today.
Thank you. Have a great week.
You bet. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Dede Lagesson, Save the Persecuted Christians on the other side. We'll talk Israel and we'll talk Marxism in our schools coming up right after this. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size My Pillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And ClanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical classes. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I'm always, always very pleased to have my next guest with me. She is the executive director of Save the Persecuted Christians. Sorry. And I'm just so pleased that she can join us today. I welcome Dee Dee Laugesen to the program. Dee Dee, welcome. So good to have you with me. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Pastor Greg. Great to be back with you. Oh, so much to talk about.
There's no question. And so many, connectivity between these two topics, the indoctrination that's been going on in our school system and really breaching the conscience of our children, what we're seeing spilling out onto our streets now, and this absolute evil that has happened and the assault that continues against Israel. And at the end of the day, I think the bottom line is this is all really an assault on God and on Judeo-Christian values. At its root, it's the effort to eradicate that ideology. Do you think I'm over exaggerating?
No, I don't think you're over exaggerating at all. America has been under assault by communists in various forms for decades now. Many people, your audience likely knows that, as well as being executive director of Save the Persecuted Christians, I work as executive secretary for the Committee on the Present Danger China, and we look at all of these things and the commonalities between them. Yesterday, we just held a webinar called Red Ed, the CCP and Friends Brainwashing and Subversion of American Children, and we see this in our schools, and now it is so being so exposed as we watch the protests that are emanating from the college campuses with regards to support for the bloody violence that Hamas perpetrated upon the people of Israel, support for killing babies, support for murdering little children. It is just absolutely atrocious. But what our children in school have learned, as Sam Sorbo on that webinar yesterday, and you can find it at presentdangerchina.org, she said, we have indoctrinated our children into learning how not to be a dissident rather than teaching them how to learn and question everything about them so that they can truly be educated. They've been taught to raise their hand in school, and you must to ask a question, you must be granted permission. On tests, they're told to regurgitate exactly what they've been told.
Right.
And if they don't regurgitate what they've been told by the teacher, they get a poor grade. All of this sets our children up. And teaching, that teaching is hard and difficult, and it is not. We love to teach. Humanity loves to teach others what they know. And so all of this is a big lie, and it's all been part of the big lie that we are now seeing the results of, the consequences of, affected on our college campuses, that our children have been taken out of the home. And really what it comes down to, I think, Pastor Greg, is an attack on the family, because the family is that foundational institution that teaches children their values, their morals, how to perform in society. And right now, everything about education is about diminishing a parent's role in a child's life, and instead putting in place some authority that cares not about their spiritual well-being, but only wants them to be a good comrade and to listen to the government.
Well, it's interesting because they've warped that. You know, when you listen to some of the speeches like George Whitefield, for example, and one of the commencement speeches that he gave, he talks about, you know, raising them up to be a productive citizen in society. But he talks about it from the perspective of a moral foundation, an ability to critically think and know what's right and what's wrong, and the assumption being that that's going to be there. They've destroyed the conscience of our kids. I mean, and so once they've destroyed the conscience of our kids, now they wipe out the ability to critically think. And the logic that the child then has to work with, they've taken control of the child's mind. As Dr. Carol Lieberman and I talked about, it really is a psyop. And that's what they've been doing to our kids.
It's a complete psyop. And at this point in America, I really don't know if Americans are capable of discerning truth, right?
Right.
From wrong. What is true? And everybody is mass confusion reigns. And when confusion reigns, you know that evil is about, because, you know, God's law is not confusing. It's simple. It's straightforward. It's transparent. It's common sense. But what we have had with the psyops that have been raging in America, this warfare against the people of America, because if you can take down the one society on the planet that has been formed on the basis, on that foundation of Judeo-Christian principles, if you can take down that society by tearing it asunder, by destroying its families, which we've seen over decades now has happened, if you can do that, you can destroy America completely. And this psyops that has been running, not only from exterior sources, foreign governments, foreign organizations, we now see this happening at the highest levels of our own government, forcing people into new forms of living, new forms of society and communications that are not natural to the human being. It is unnatural.
Yeah. There's no question. And you know, even when we have, you know, one of the things you're talking about is this disinformation. We have been bombarded with disinformation. And you know, when I first started this program, one of the things that the Lord showed me is that, you know, if you were under, at that point, this was 11 years ago, so if you were under the age basically of about 40, you had been indoctrinated in the education system at that point. Now that's, you know, now we're talking 50. You know, if you're 50 or younger, you've spent all of your formative years, right? I mean, you were indoctrinated in school to believe certain things. The foundations were torn out from underneath you, and it's all you knew. And so I don't want to, it's not an attack, but it is a recognition. It's like when you're dealing with somebody that has an addiction, the first step to healing is for the addict to say, hey, I got a problem. You know, I need help. Well, and I know how frustrating this is, because I had Tea Party people that had been fighting this fight back then. They started in 08. And so by 2014, they'd been in the trenches for, 6 years trying to get this ship to turn. And they were tired. They were worn out. They were like, how much longer do I need to try to wake people up? Why don't they wake up? But it's not, we have to realize that when all you have been given is garbage in, it's going to take a long time to get that out of the mind and clear the minds of people. And we just got to keep educating on what's going on.
So true. It's generational destruction. Yeah. It takes years to return to a level of critical thinking that is needed in a society such as ours in order to support the democracy that we have, because a democracy is supported by a moral people.
But I would suggest that's part of our problem, because the question begs, are we a republic or a democracy? And Dee Dee, honestly, we're not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. And the problem is that when we open the door to democracy, now we open the door to mob rule. Now we open the door to this idea where in the individual no longer has a voice or a right. So you can critically think all that you want, but your critical thinking is all for naught because there's nobody representing you.
Well, and how did this all come to be? That the republic itself was diminished to a democracy.
Absolutely.
Which, President Biden promotes all over the world.
Yes.
So how has this happened? This has happened because of the insertion of massive government programs to make the population subservient and dependent upon the government. That all started after World War II. And then you have it moving forward into the other institutions. You have it moving towards the family through education. And really, as Sam Sorbo said yesterday on that great webinar, Red Ed at presentdangerchina.org, it's that you have, I'm sorry, I just lost
no,
my
you're
thought.
Good.
Oh, that we need to get rid of the Department of Ed. Is
oh, my gosh. Yes.
Right now, but
yes.
And we should start by just telling them they need to rename it to the Department of Schooling, because no education is happening at the public schools in America.
Well,
today.
we could go so far as to suggest and call it the Department of Indoctrination. And I'll tell you something. Here's what's really funny about this, in a way. I mean, it's not funny, but it is. So we have that, the plandemic, and it was a plandemic, okay? And I got banned on like 6 social media platforms for saying that and having Dr. Judy Mikovits on and all, and I don't care. But here's the thing. We had that happen, but it backfired because all of a sudden parents are sitting there reading the books that their kids are bringing home and going, wait a minute, what the heck is, hold on. And so that was part of the awakening that began to happen. So we used to say, you and I and people like us have said for years, they're indoctrinating the kids. The Convention on the Rights of Children. I remember you and I years back having conversations about that and the dangers of that and how they were trying to pass that under Obama. Remember, they were all trying. They were almost ready. Obama was about ready to sign that. And we pushed and pushed and pushed against that. The point that I'm making is that now people are going, wait a minute. They are. We have more parents, right? That's why they now call parents domestic terrorists. They had to label them somehow because parents are showing up at these meetings and going, wait a minute, you're indoctrinating my kid. My Johnny is not a Susie, by God, and you're not going to try to make him one. that's the kind of garbage that's going on. And it is, and why is Save the Persecuted Christians engaged in that? Because the reality is these are Christian, biblical, foundational concepts. And if you hold, because that's what people are going to come back to. That's their baseline. That's where they go. Right back to this book, right here. And they say, wait a minute. No, there's a plan. There's a purpose. God made me a man. God made me a woman. God gave me a daughter. God gave me a son. And by gum, you're not going to mess with that. And now all of a sudden, you're the criminal.
Yeah. And again, so simple, right? I'm a girl. You're a guy. You know, these things are what the big lie tries to do is it lulls us into comfort, lulls us into some sense of false security, lets us sleep deeply, lets us, you know, just do all of these things that are not productive, fruitful for the human person, soul, or mind. And the ideology of communism is, you know, the main method is confusion and breaking trust. Break the trust, let confusion reign, and we'll take care of it for you. So what we really need in America today is Jesus, if you ask me.
Amen.
We need to return to our faith. We need to return to the simplistic values of family life. And I would encourage everyone to really, truly consider, you know, taking your children out of the public schools today and going into homeschooling. There's yeah. If you can do that, that's you're going to be your very best option going forward. And Pastor, I do want to have a moment just to talk about how this, you know, American families, parents are now not only seeing, you know, books on how you can have anal sex very much
yep.
described to your children in, yep. in pictures and such in your school libraries.
Yep.
But now we have this rising, you know, all of these college students coming out of the campuses in these massive protests against Israel, supporting the bloody terrorism of Hamas. This is the full-throated reality and exposure of the education system we've had in America that is completely 100% anti-Christian, anti-Israel, anti-Judaism,
anti-God.
Anti-God. God is out of it. And
What they've done is
we're doing a webinar tomorrow at SaveThePersecutedChristians.org on the war on Israel, the war for Israel. We'll have Rabbi Yaakov Menken, Rabbi Pesach Wolicki, Honorable Michelle Bachman. I'm trying to get Honorable Noah Tishbe, who was the former Israeli envoy to counter anti-Semitism.
I need to connect you with Dr. David Wormser, who's in Tel Aviv right now. I mean, I don't know if it's possible, but I'd love to connect him.
We have an incredible group of people coming together to talk about these issues and really to dig down into the anti-Semitism that has exploded all over America and has become very much apparent to the world.
Well, here's the thing that we need to understand about this too, and it began really with Clinton and Janet Reno, because what they did was they shifted the American psyche and they began to instruct children to believe that people like you and I are monsters. Okay? That's their mindset. They believe that we are monsters, and therefore exterminating us is in the best interest of the public. And how do you get to that place? You destroy the conscience of the child so that way they have no moral barometer. You remove their concept of life. I remember watching the interviews and talking with the family from China that their sister was killed in one of the camps and their brother tortured for 12 years. And they had five guards that did that thing where they escape. The word's failing me right now. But anyway, they broke away and they said, you know, why did you do it? Why were you engaged? And they said, because there's no God, there's no value to life. And it was all about money. It was just a dollars and cents. The more you tortured, the more money you got. The more you killed, the more money you got. And since there was no God and there was no morality and there was no line, no barrier to say, wait a minute, maybe this is wrong. It was, you were just turned into an empty machine.
Yeah. You know, I can't imagine my life without my faith in Christ, such an incredible gift to have received from the Lord.
Amen.
And those that I know who do not have faith, you know, I pity them. I honestly pity them, because without that, how can you love? How can you have mercy? How can you know justice?
Well, how can you face despair? And how can you face despair and have any hope? Listen, I really get that. With everything that I've been through and the physical challenges that I still face, and I know you've had yours as well. When you have that kind of difficulty just getting out of bed, just, you know, performing what most people consider to be just normal functions, and it feels like you're lifting a 10,000 pound weight just to do those things, just to move any part of your body. When you're facing that and you're facing those feelings of what would be in human terms utter despair, there's one small light that gives you hope. And that's Christ. And I'm telling you, I daily face those feelings. Every day I face that. The enemy confronts me with those things. But what I know is I know the love of my Father. And I know that if I calm my mind, calm my heart, that He will wrap His arms around me in that moment. And He will take me through. And no matter who you are, how successful you are, whatever you're going through, I know, because I've been there. I've been on the end of extreme success at the top of the mountain. And even at the top of the mountain, I can tell you, it's a lonely place to be without Him.
And that's why He suffered and died for us, yes. Because He wanted us to know that He knows our pain. Yeah. He knows how it hurts to be abused like those poor hostages in the tunnels in Gaza right now.
Yeah.
You know, what is happening right now is that the oppressed are being turned into the oppressor, whether it is Israel or Christians here in America. The tactic being used by the big lie is to manipulate and twist the truth into a lie, saying that Christians are the bigots and the radicals, or that Jews are the oppressors of the Palestinians. You know, it wasn't Jews who went into Gaza. It was Palestinians who went into Israel and beheaded and murdered children and their families. And we need to stand on the right side of history here, and the right side is with Israel.
Amen.
Please come see our video tomorrow at SaveThePersecutedChristians.org.
SaveThePersecutedChristians.org. You can see it if you're watching right on the screen, right underneath Dee Dee's name. Also want to encourage you on this issue of the Red and the CCP. They have an incredible book called The Indictment Book. You can pick that book up today. I encourage you to do that. And also to sign on at SovereigntyCoalition.org. SovereigntyCoalition.org. Sign the petition there. and make your representatives aware of the battle that we're fighting in order to maintain the sovereignty of the United States of America. America is that city on a hill. We are that light, and it's so critically important that we remain that light and we remain sovereign and independent. There are powers right now that are working diligently to sell us out. And we can't let that happen. We just cannot let that happen. Dee Dee, we got about 2 minutes. Would you close us with a word of prayer?
Oh, I'd be happy to. Lord God Almighty, thank you for this glorious day that you have given to us. Thank you for your Son, Jesus, who came and lived among us, taught us the ways of God, suffered for our sins, died and rose again, that we might know life eternal with God the Father in heaven. We praise you and we thank you. We know that our world is distressed on this day. Lord, we look to Israel and we look to our President Biden in Israel today, looking to take the energy away from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as he determines to go in and end this terror now for good. Lord, we lift up all the people of Israel, most especially the soldiers of the IDF fighting on the front lines. These are but children in so many cases, Lord, and friends and family of so many of us. Lord, we lift them up. Most especially, we lift up to you the hostages, the little children, the teenagers who are being tortured by Hamas even now as we speak. Lord, Lord, be with them. Be powerfully present to them. Whether they know you or not, you are with them and you love them. We praise you and we glorify your name, Lord. Renew America in its faith. Renew our commitment to family, children, education, and to a moral way of life in this great republic. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Dee Dee, thank you so very much. Thank you so very much. Folks, this weapon of prayer is the most powerful weapon we have, because we are fighting a very present and real evil. Study 1 John chapter 5. Commit that to memory, that he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world, and that by him you have overcome. You are, according to Romans 8, more than a conqueror, and you wield the weapons of faith. The shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit are your weapons, according to Ephesians. Wield them today on behalf of our dear friends in Israel who are God's chosen people according to the scripture, whom he still loves dearly, and we pray for them. Thank you again, Dee Dee, for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it. Folks, we are out of time. Texas Fully Loaded is coming up right after this brief break. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You've been listening to Chosen Generation Radio. You can pick up this interview at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, "What did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.